Greetings to you, my brothers and sisters, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are grateful to see today a gift from the Lord to us to live for Him. My prayer is that we will not live a life that is unworthy of the gospel. Rather, a life worthy of the gospel. Today we are looking at another topic, and the topic is fight a good fight of faith. As we open to the book of 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 7, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. The Lord bless His word in our life. Paul made this statement at the end of his ministry. He perceived that he has come to the end of his ministry, and he has to write to Timothy, the one he begat unto the Lord by the gospel. And he has to write to encourage him. And also, we, as we read, to also be encouraged by the plan of God. Paul wrote this to Timothy, but the plan of God was that one day to be collected in a book called the Bible. Hallelujah. In order for us to also study and to be encouraged. Paul was talking about faith, and that is what we need to consider. Faith is a revelation, and the revelation is the revelation of Jesus Christ. Paul was never going from place to place carnally in contention with people, but instead he was going from place to place contending to establish the believers in the faith, because there were spirits through human being coming to entice them away from the faith unto the law or unto the life which they were living before. So Paul fought also Judaism, where he came from, and he has to contend to remain in the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, and was so, and also he was encouraging the brethren to do the same. We are expected to remain in the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the faith that revealed to us that Jesus is the only way we can stand before God, is the righteousness of God for us. Jesus is the wisdom. Any wisdom outside Jesus is foolishness before God. Any act of depending on our strength is not acceptable unto God, but depending only in Jesus Christ. When we pray, we are to pray only in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is, Jesus is the only checkbook we have, and His name written on it. Hallelujah. Whatsoever we do in words and in deeds should be done only in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So Paul was suffering for the sake of the faith in the hands of other people whom were against the truth, because man always want to have something which he would do to boast from his strength, and God is against that. God never created man to depend on himself. Hallelujah. So the fallen nature of man always want to be independent of God. So the faith of God through Jesus Christ is to bring us to a point where we depend on God. Hallelujah. That is grace. Hallelujah. Grace is the strength of God in us to depend on Him. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Is the unmerited favor of God to us in order to please Him. Hallelujah. So Paul was encouraging Timothy to do the same, to fight. He told him to be fervent, to be committed. He charged him, hallelujah, that he should be he should preach the word and be instant in season and out of season. He told him to rebuke, hallelujah, to exhort. And he was talking to him that in such doing there is going to be suffering, but there is hope. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Especially in this hour where we are, a lot of things, a lot of people cannot endure sound doctrine. So they will lose after things that are not of God. Hallelujah. So the revelation, the true gospel, is so scarce, though very precious to us, but it's so scarce. Most of the truth, most of the things preached by the churches today are mixed. Hallelujah. Many today are taught on even how to work hard to make heaven. That's a perversion. We are not called to work hard to make heaven, but we are called to look unto Jesus. We are called to trust Him, because He is the A to Z. He is the beginning and the finisher of our faith. He started it and He will finish it. Unto Him that is able to keep us from falling. The reason why we are standing is because of Him. Hallelujah. The reason why Paul could fight and finish well is because he could not take his attention from Christ. Any act that takes our attention from Christ is evil. Hallelujah. Be it oil, be it water, be it whatsoever, material, whatsoever we are given or we receive or we give attention to that is not Jesus Christ, is not acceptable before God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So as we are growing in the faith, we will see nothing but Jesus from glory to glory. As we behold Him, also will be changed. Hallelujah. You and I can never be like Jesus if we are not looking unto Jesus. The problem with the denomination where we came out from is because it is that they don't focus the people on Jesus Christ, but on their own achievement. So we can also find ourselves in that, even though we are out of the denomination, finding ourselves in a the situation where we are looking unto the servants of God instead of looking unto Jesus Christ. So Paul was also there to rebuke the people never to also look unto him, to idolize him. Instead, follow him as he followed Christ. Paul could be able to commend good thing concerning the believers, the Berean believers, those that could be able to check whatever he preached by the scripture to confirm it, whether it be true. Hallelujah. A true servant of God should not be and will not be angry when people check his message by the word, where he's contrary to correct him or to bring his attention to it. And if truly is a servant of God, he will repent on that. He will also love them more for loving Christ even beyond his words. Hallelujah. So Paul was a balanced believer, and we are expected to be balanced. We are expected never to be legalistic or worldly. We must have a balance. We must be spiritual. Hallelujah. Christ must be all in all we have to boast on. Let every man be a liar, but God be true. Hallelujah. So Paul could fight gallantly, trusting in the Lord until he finishes his course. Hallelujah. We are expected, as we are in the race is we are climbing up, or we are in a journey to become like Jesus Christ. We must look unto him in order to add to our faith, virtue, knowledge, etc., until we become to a point where we are fully like him in stature, where we also will become the image of the invisible God. I pray with these few words, the Lord will help us to trust in him. We fight a good faith, fight of faith in prayer, in studying of the word of God, in trusting in him as our all in all. Those are the things that can help us to fight a good fight of faith. Hallelujah. We must trust in him from beginning to the end. The Lord bless his word in our hearts. Shalom.